time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Chargers on Monday night.
Just a really well-earned victory against a really good football team. I'm really proud of our guys. We had talked and kind of the message and even came up to be strong in the Lord. That was actually the message. And I just think that you have ups and downs in a season, both teams, you know, and you kind of live these things close to your heart. And these are just huge battles every week in this league. And going against a team that's this well coached by all their coaches and by my brother Jim, best coach in the National Football League, what he's done with that team and how hard they play and what they did, hats off to them, because they're going to win a lot more football games this year and they're going to be a major factor in the playoffs. So this is a big win for our guys. I'm proud of our guys. I'm proud of the way they came out and responded. You know, after the first 10 points, we're down 10-0, and our guys step up. I think they had two field goals until the last drive on defense, and our offense had five or six scoring drives right in a row there to make a difference. So that's what I appreciate about our guys. They really don't flinch. They keep fighting. They got locked in on some details, and they played really good winning football. So proud of them for that. Now we have a quick turnaround. We got to get back about 6:30 in the morning and get to work on a very good Eagles team. So what questions do you have?
I just
told him, you're a great coach and you have a great team, you know, and I love you. And he said, I love you and congratulations. That was good. Yeah.
John, 2 minute warning there in the second quarter, looked like Hunt team was heading out there and then the offense all of a sudden went out. What went into that decision for you and how kind of difficult of a call was that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the downside is they give them the ball at the 16-yard line. You know, that's the downside. But the upside or the thought is that I really thought we'd get it. You know, I thought Mark could get it with the quarterback sneak. And I just thought he and Tyler and our interior offensive line, I mean, Pat McCary just coming off the ball the way he did, and Daniel Filele coming off the ball the way they did. I thought we could get it, and they did, so hats off to them. It led to like a 90-some-yard drive and got us 7 points. That was a big turning point in the game.
Did anyone from offense try to talk to you anything going forward on that one?
No, we just kind of – it was the right thing to do. It's always a team decision.
John, toward the end of the game, you're on defense. You kind of gave the earmuffs thing, maybe telling your guys not to jump. I wonder if you sort of had to do that in the week leading up to this and just sort of block out the constant inquiries about the brother thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I see you. That's why you're so good, Sam. I mean, that's clever. Yeah, absolutely. It was kind of earmuffs in that sense, and I know it was for Jim, too. I mean, because in the end, it's true. It's meaningful. It matters. It's just something that – it's just an incredible thing. I mean, it does mean a lot, and I'm so proud of him. It's an amazing thing to look back to where we are, you know, from where we came and all the different – I think we got different paths, you know. We grew up in the same room, you know, and kind of have always lived our life side by side. But that's not what the game's about. The game really is about the players. And the players are always going to win the game or lose the game or whatever. It's just and that's why strong and courageous is such a big deal, because it takes so much to play this game. You got to be strong and courageous to play football. You really do. And at this level, these guys sacrifice so much. And they go out there and they just throw everything on the line. And I have so much respect for players. Jim's the same way. We both try to treat our players with great respect and admiration and love, you know, and because that's how we feel about them.
John, you've seen Jim do this before. Can you describe how he's able to come to a team and a program and very quickly the players buy in and he turns it around? Sometimes people come in with a 2-3 year plan. How do you describe what he's been able to do?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked it. Just what I just said, because Jim is a believer in the players, you know, and he understands that, you know, you build teams around players' strengths and you build teams around players that love football and players that want to work hard and want to play hard and they want to come up into the office and they want to be part of a team and be a part of something bigger than themselves. And he just leans into that and loves into that every single day with his guys. And I do believe that's why they respond to him the way they do.
Yeah, what you said about the D defense to respond the way they did after that first drive and to do it without Roquan tonight?
Yes, I think hats off big time to the defense. And, you know, Roe wasn't there. You know, he's kind of some people would say the heart and soul. I think I got asked that question before the game, without the heart and soul of your defense. And he's the middle of the defense for sure. But I was very confident that these guys would step up. And you're talking about starts with Malik Harrison and also Christian Welch and also Chris Board. Those three guys shared the load. And Malik Harrison steps in as he's sitting right here and has a career game. Has 12 tackles. 12 tackles. And the thing I appreciate about Malik is he's a really even-keeled guy, but he's a confident person. And they go down to the first drive, and we're trying to figure out what's going on and how we're going to play these different things, right, and talked it through. And he didn't flinch for 1 second, just stepped up and stepped into those run plays and made a bunch of tackles. And couldn't be more proud of him. I think he, in a lot of ways, epitomizes the victory tonight.
John, when you look at the spectacular plays by some of your skill position players, Rashad with that catch under tight coverage, Mark winning basically the jump ball, and obviously Justice with his big run, is that the kind of stuff you're going to need to see from those guys to get to the championship goal that you have this year?
Absolutely. I mean, players making plays is what it's all about. And I guess I got to give a game ball to Bate. I got to give a game ball to Bate for that catch. I should have got that. We'll take it. We'll get a game ball. We're going to give it to him right now because he deserves it. So add him to the game ball list because that was an unbelievable catch. But players making plays in big moments, that's what these guys work their whole life for. You know, it's what they dream of. To see him do it is very fulfilling.
Circle back to Malik. You know, obviously, I think he played over 20 special team snaps today, lining them up as the edge and the heavier sets, off ball, you know, more off. Just what kind of about his versatility do you appreciate for a game like this?
That's what it is. I mean, you talk about versatility and all the different things. And even within special teams, they're versatile jobs. I mean, there's the six different phases are all different jobs for Malik. But then he plays inside back or in the middle of the defense and on the edge, setting the edge. That's a pretty unique thing to do. So, you know, we talked about him he's already made a name for himself, I think, but making even a bigger name for himself. And he did it tonight.
Fourth downs that you guys converted, not just in the second quarter, but there's the one late in the third. You went for it twice on the same drive, got both, led to a touchdown. What gave you the belief, the confidence in those moments to go for it there?
Yeah, I just felt like we could get them. I mean, you got to believe in your guys. And I thought we were running the ball pretty well. And I felt good about our offensive line, felt good about Derek. Feel good about Lamar and the threat of Lamar in those situations as well. Even the 2-point play going for that same thing. I mean, you try to go up 9. At some point in time, if they get back in it, if they score again, they're going to go for 2 if you kick it. So, you know, I kind of want to put the ball in Lamar Jackson's hands, you know, and try to get the 2-point conversion instead of trying to have to stop it. You know, that was the thinking on that one. So all those situations kind of have the same thought process.
Not many teams go for it when you're trying that much back. What was the
override? Well, I mean, I don't think, you know, I'm not saying we'll go for it all the time either, but the overriding thing was who we were playing, you know, and the idea that, you know, you just got to try to hang on to possessions as long as you can because they're so good. And if you have a chance to convert because it's 6 inches as opposed to something that could be tougher, you could be in a 3rd and 10 the next time out and you don't get a real chance to do it. And their offense is so challenging and so good. That's really the main reason. We just felt we were going to need it.
Did you do 2 more?
On close at all? Like, it looked like he was on the field for a while.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. What is close when it comes to injuries, you know? Define close for me. It's a challenge.
John, these games are always tough on your parents, but yeah. Since today's our wedding anniversary, you have a chance to reach out to them before the game? Or
did. Wished them a happy 63rd wedding anniversary. I know Jim did the same. Jim and I texted back and forth before the game a little bit. Just so grateful for our parents. I mean, they're the ones who, you know, when you're blessed enough to have parents who get along so well, love each other, and are married for 63 years, it kind of gives you a good idea how it's supposed to work, you know. And I think that's a gift that they've given us, all of us, all three of us. So, you know, I just, it's tough. They're in Florida. They're with Joni and Tom watching the game in Florida. And I know they're happy on the, they're 100% happy, and they're 100% disappointed at the same time. So if you can imagine that, that's how they feel right now.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks.